Without help from elected leaders, childcare may disappear. This is just one story. An established childcare center in West Baltimore sadly saw a child diagnosed recently with COVID-19. The staff and parents always wore masks, washed hands, and kept appropriate distances. The children also followed all the age-appropriate protocol to keep the virus at bay. But nature finds a way. The provider reported the illness to the health department and closed her business for a week for deep cleaning and so all could get tested. She also told the parents what happened. A crisis was averted and the virus spread no further. She reopened, safely. But fear is real. After the illness, attendance at the center dropped from over 100 children to just 3. The provider is licensed, has advanced degrees, and has even earned additional certifications from the state, putting her in the top echelon of caregivers in Maryland. She's an example to be heralded. But accolades don't pay the bills. This provider thinks she may only remain open for a week if parents don't send their children back soon. Childcare operates on razor-thin margins in the best of times. If low attendance in the time of COVID forces them shut, most will likely never reopen, leaving thousands of parents without the care they need to go back to work. We must save childcare. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Douglas Lent.